And good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight, we have Brandon Clayman. Now, Brandon and I go back quite a ways, actually, from lifetimes ago, really. At least it seems like it. And I'm sure, actually, lifetimes as well. But so Brandon does some really interesting things, and he's got some great companies, and it's all about consciousness and raising consciousness in a business sense. So Brandon, why don't you talk a little bit about, first, why don't you talk about how you got to where you are now?
Okay, and you know what, it would be a good starting point to talk about the time that you and I connected.
That's true, yes.
Because that was pretty intense for me. I'd say that was probably 8 or 9 years ago, it feels.
Yeah. It seems that way, I'm not sure, yeah.
So what we did was Lori invited me to retreat for the weekend for the Sisterhood and Brotherhood of Light. It was the ancient mystery schools revealing themselves in this private setting. And there was like 20 of us packed in a room for the weekend, learning about all of these incredible new ways of healing, breakthrough ways of healing. And then so that was a great experience for me, because I don't think I did too many retreats at that point in my spiritual journey. And that was exciting, because at the end of the whole experience, we all got knighted.
Yes.
And I just, you know, I was telling my fiance Law as we were just driving here, I said, you know, I want to talk about this a little bit, just like to back up and get people, give some context from where we came from. And you know, many of us who are out there on these spiritual paths, living out their conscious lives, and who have dabbled into some of the more occult type, you know, secret society type energies, there is, you know, in that, I believe, a deep mission. There is a deep purpose. Mm-hmm. And a part of that purpose, you know, just like we hear on the radio or news, or we see on TV, the Navy SEALs or the commandos and their military mindedness. Well, in our way, we are spiritual warriors on a path of lightness and light, and bringing deep consciousness to our human experience. Mm-hmm. So that was a great, wonderful opportunity, and thanks for inviting me. And it did definitely change me and allowed my more of me to come out.
Yeah.
The real deeper inspiration, I'd say, before doing that work was related around getting back into reading and doing some yoga and body work. This was 15 years ago. And, you know, I was new to that. And from being new, I always take if I'm passionate about something, I'll go as deep and as fast as possible to get into it, to learn it, to absorb it, to just go for it.
Right.
And I took some yoga. Kundalini yoga was the modality, and great master teacher. And I remember doing a yoga class, and it was just so deeply inspirational. I had an awakening, a Kundalini awakening at that time.
Cool.
Whether I was like totally capable of handling the energy was a different story. It was all new and very exciting. And so after this one yoga class, I was reading Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. I'm sure many of you know this book. Helped all of us in many ways. So there was a part in the book that says, you know, God says, you can do anything you want. Just put your mind to it. And so this is after an hour and a half yoga class. And 4 or 5 years before that, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in my sacroiliac joint. Strange and weird. And I was like, you know what? I read this part of the book after leaving the yoga class, which is at Yonge Street and Highway 7.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I was planning to walk back home from after the class. And then I read that part of the book and I said, you know what? Forget it. Just read the book, get into it like a trance here. And for over the next 4 hours straight, walking and reading this book, Conversations with God, I ended up getting to Front Street, Yonge and Front.
No way.
Yeah. I got to the edge. I said, oh, well, what next? And that was a huge piece for me, because I put my mind to something. I got that small thing accomplished and was able to catapult the consciousness of my own growth within this book, and allowed that to deeply transform me.
Wow.
And then, a few years later, I met with Neil for the first time, reading after reading all the books and getting into it and doing study groups and things, we connected at a university. He walks up to me. He goes, "Yes, sir. Attention, sir." He thought I was like in the military or something, because I was so nervous and so kind of scared at the same time, because I take the spiritual. Then I was really, really, really serious mm-hmm. about the spirituality, you know, and now I'm much more in the joy of the experience. And I guess that's what happens when we're spiritual rookies, you know, yeah. We get into that. Anyways, we met, and then a few years after that is when I really got into a groove with getting involved in Humanities Team, which is a worldwide global organization dedicated to creating the experience of oneness on this planet. If there's one big issue that this world is faced with and plagued with, it's that, you know, we're separate. You know, yeah. We're experiencing a ridiculous sense of separation. Mm-hmm. So that organization was birthed and founded by Neil and created with the intent to birth the experience on a consistent, daily, regular basis of oneness.
Right.
So I became the country leader of Canada, and I met a wonderful man named Roger from the Drew House. This was in Elora, Ontario, about 5 or 6 years ago. And from there, Neil was there as well. We all, I kind of got recruited on the spot, became the country leader. And Roger is a wonderful man, been hosting Conversations with God study groups for a long time there. And I'm talking a lot about this whole experience because it really was the opportunity, the context and catalyst for me to express a lot of my spirituality in the beginning.
Right.
So I got involved with this group, and I helped to build a team here in Canada, and humanitiesteamcanada.com is their website. And right now they've really created some good traction and created lots of awareness around the message of oneness. A lot of different smaller groups that are birthed from it, like smaller study groups and spiritual emotional support groups. And it's just a beautiful experience to be a part of, just a great community, good connection. And then after working with Neil, I ended up, from being the country leader in Canada, I got onto the worldwide team and became one of their worldwide directors of communications and operations and IT. And it was great, great experience being a volunteer, putting in your service, your time. I felt like I was actually in the military to some degree, serving this greater purpose to help our planet transform into one.
Right.
And then at the end, I met with Rita Curtis, who is now one of my business partners in a company called Stellar Bookings. And Rita and Neil have been great friends, best friends, really, for over the last 14 or 15 years. She got involved in his life right when he wrote the book Conversations with God. So I met with Rita many years later. We connected and instantly developed a relationship, and now we forged a partnership, and it's called Stellar Bookings, and that's our booking agency, where we actually are the booking agents for Neil Donald Walsh and Greg Braden and Gary Zukav and Robert Schwartz, who I think you'll be interviewing, and a few others. We've got Richard Moss and Judith Orloff. It was just a wonderful group of speakers and healers with a powerful message.
Yeah.
So I've blessed. I was just like any one of us here who read one of the books and just took it to heart and really applied the message and went deep with it and manifested a new destiny.
And this is really what you do and help others as well also achieve that, because I've recently had a session with you, and I've had sessions with you in the past, but I've noticed a deepness that I wouldn't say wasn't there before, but it's certainly changed. And I think, you know, everybody's been changing a great deal. This is an incredible time, really. But it's a time now where everybody kind of has to do their work and step up. And I think, you know, the kind of work that you do, which is really to help bring that oneness in the business world, because I think there's a lot of us that, you know, we get caught up in what we do, but we don't know how to market it or don't know how to focus properly. And you do some really unique things with archetypes through the tarot and, you know, using your own intuition. And you can really narrow in on, you know, areas where, you know, you're not thinking about, because you're just doing your thing. You're not, you know, and with me, I mean, I guess because I do a lot of different things, it's hard to really narrow in and focus on one thing or, you know, an area. So you're really good at doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback. And I remember the first few sessions we had. I'd say now, after doing this for a few years and really developing my own niche, I'm becoming more of a master of my own modality.
Definitely.
And in my modality, it's more. It feels like I've developed it to some degree on my own. It's not like I just got a course, took some course in holistic business consulting and was taught. I actually designed it that way to be able to learn and grow experientially, which is what I love, and to create and be an alchemist. That's right. One of the archetypes in my company is the magician, along with the emperor and the hermit. And together, all of them combined with some others, the dragonfly. That's the spiritual essence. So it gives me, when I'm in the context of business, to act and express those energies more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want, we can talk a little bit about how to develop and create a conscious business. And I know that there's a lot of healers, healthcare providers, practitioners out there who are either just getting started or are in a business, or you're in the process of going through an education experience, introducing some new modalities into the mix. And wherever you might be, I'll give you some timely insights, what I call insight keys, to help evolve your business.
Mm-hmm.
And evolving a company is not like growing a business. Evolution doesn't always mean growing. It means more like change,
right,
and transforming. And it's important that we sustain our change. We develop sustained changes. So for example, if you want to bring out a new modality, and right now, let's say you're doing EFT and Reiki as your two primary modalities, emotional freedom technique and Reiki, which is pretty much a foundational modality in our industry.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, it's like a prerequisite for being a healer.
Yeah, I failed that one because I haven't taken it, but...
Well, I see you got a BA, so you're all right. So basically, if you'd like to introduce a new modality, just like if a corporation is going to be launching a new product, they don't just throw it out into the market. They get feedback. They do market research. They develop and create a brand name around it and get the domain name just for that specific modality or whatever it is that they're doing. They develop almost like another business. It's like giving birth to a new child.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any mothers out there listening or parents, you know how much energy it takes to raise a child, to birth it and to start that whole process. It's no different than when you're birthing a brand or a new service offering. It takes enormous amounts of incredible inspirational energy, resources, and some planning to launch it effectively so that you grow, so that there's a sustained sense of success that's going on here. You don't just send off a one-off email, get two new clients, and like, wow, experience. You need a good, solid, consistent base of customers coming through on a regular basis. So that way you're transcending beyond the survival mode and you're getting into the actual joy of this whole thing.
Right.
And initially it does stress us all out when we're creating anything new. So my focus is on strategy and startup, and there's other ideas that I can share with you. The foundation of any business, really, the foundation of your business is based on, we'll use the chakra system because everybody pretty much knows it. Another mm-hmm. prerequisite of being in our industry is healers, practitioners, is to... What I did was I converted the chakras into a business context.
Cool.
Trying to keep that same universal model, I also integrated into it an IBM management model.
Oh.
And tweaked it a little bit. Because when I did work for IBM, I did do the corporate thing for a couple of years. That was exciting. But I leveraged it as best as I could and left to build this company, now Conscious Commerce. My dream, my real authentic dream, based on a divine purpose that I... co-created with the universe.
Right.
So the foundation, getting rooted, getting grounded, is a big challenge for many of us who are working with energy.
Mm.
We're sensitive to energy. The computers are bugging us. The screens, the televisions, all the infrareds. That could affect our own energetic selves.
Cool. Yeah.
So if we had a deeper, stronger, more rooted, structured inner core to our business, we wouldn't be so sensitive to some of the regular day-to-day things that are going on. And as practitioners, you've all been taught before that you need emotional integrity, emotional boundary when dealing with other stuff, other people's stuff. And
Jasper's coming to say hello.
Hi, Jasper. You're cute. Yeah. So boundaries and
good timing.
Well, he's learning. He's learning. Yeah, what I'm getting at is create a strong and solid foundation to stand on. That foundation, yeah. You know, Law and I just went to a wedding last night, and this rabbi was sharing his, it's kind of like a sermon for a wedding ceremony. And he was explaining that the foundation that you create is that in which you will carry on for the rest of your lives. It's like where you go to know who you are, to go back to that infinite source of strength to rely on and stand on and be used as a way to anchor your success, your day-to-day actions in your business. And that foundation, I believe, is made up of seven key areas. You know, these are the chakras. And I'll just quickly go through them so that you can know what I'm discussing. The first one is the heart chakra. I start with the heart because that's really the strength and the balance and what holds it all together. And the heart is actually converted into what I call conscious values. And so I recommend with clients to create seven of those, one for each of the chakras. Holistic business, right? We want to make sure we're speaking to all the different elements and areas of what we're doing. Then we shoot straight up to the crown chakra.
Nice.
Which I've converted into something called remembering. And in that is where we remember the soul of our business. And you as an individual and a practitioner may have business energy in your astrological makeup or your soul profile, but your business itself is an entity on its own. Why do you think corporations are called corporations, corps? It's like a separate body. And when you incorporate a business, many of us don't really know what that experience is because for small business owners, we're based in the home. We don't need to incorporate. It's a whole legal process not required. But if you do incorporate, you actually are creating a separate entity in the eyes of the government, the federal government and provincial, and as well, you're taxed separately.
Right.
So it's a completely separate thing. Meaning, let's have a little bit of fun here with our spiritual realities and be our own divine creators and give birth to something that's from us in our own image and likeness.
Right.
So the soul is creating, again, seven archetypes, one for each of the chakras. Then we bring that context down into creating what I call inspiring insight. And all of us who have our third eyes wide open can see your own destiny, your future. You know what the light is that's shining deep inside yourself. So it's get that out on paper. Write a few pages out. A vision to me, the old way of doing a vision, especially like I can tell you from my own experience, when I worked at IBM, it was, you know, their vision was to own a certain percentage of the market share in this territory, you know, in this particular technology niche. Boring. I mean, like, that's part of the reason why our economy is all messed up right now, because these companies have scoped out such broad and wide visions, and they're such big companies that they can actually do that. They can manifest such huge things, and there's really no context for them. So the key is to be inspired by your insight from the archetypes that you receive, those synchronicities and symbolic insight that you're receiving from that remembering process, to remember who you are, what you're doing in business, and then scope it into this wonderful story. You know, a 2, 3, or 5 year vision is what I recommend. Maybe 7, 10 years if you really, you know, deeply know what's going on within yourself and you feel super confident and that you're not going to change too much. You're going to stay on course. And then once you have this 3-page vision that also in it incorporates your conscious values and your archetypes. So you incorporate them, you compress them into the vision itself so that you're creating a story and a culture for your own company. And that inspires people. It gives them the strength and the insight and the leadership and the direction, the focus and the clarity and all those wonderful things that we need in order to keep moving forward and stay on track, focused, and not every other day when you get inspired because the divine within you gave you this amazing, new, incredible idea. Well, you already created your vision based on that amazing inspiration that originally came to you.
Right.
So if you keep changing it, that's where we start to break down our root chakra.
Okay.
And the foundation and the structure starts to become unstable.
I think a lot of people do that because we get caught up in something and then, you know, it may work for a little while and then you get excited and you start taking another course and then you want to incorporate that. And so you go through these stages and, well, if you're anything like me, you've got like many different things that you do.
Lori, here's what I call it. After working with so many practitioners, and God bless all of you, okay, everyone. I've coined this term called multiple modality disorder. And if you have that, then, you know, it can be challenging, you know? And that's why I try and recommend, I know that we're in the industry of holistic healthcare, but if there was one chakra that you do a lot of work with, like you specifically focus on, or either you as a practitioner are using that particular chakra more, you do a lot of work, intuitive soul.
Mm-hmm.
Your third eye, crown, and throat are three of the, and your heart. Those are really, really a big part of what you're using. But out of all of them, intuition is birthed, I believe, in the third eye.
Right.
The power to see what the unseen. So it's okay to say, I'm committed to that one particular focus, and here's the modality that links in with it. And you'll start to automatically generate more opportunity now emerging from that one focus area. So just to quickly finish off this holistic business model or leadership process, I call it opportunity now emerging. It's called the one plan. Every company should only have just one plan.
Right.
Keep us focused and integrated into the intent that we originally were inspired on creating this business from.
And also integrity.
Huge.
Because, you know, we have this focus, but if we go off in different areas, our integrity and our focus starts to get a little fuzzy. Yep. And then the fuzzier you are, the fuzzier everything becomes.
Yeah, the key really is to master your modality. Master your modality. We all yearn to become those enlightened masters, I believe. If you're on a spiritual conscious path, then that's ultimately where we're heading. We're moving in that place. Choose a modality, master it. You know, it's no different than, you know, but again, we're contextualizing within the business. So after you've got your vision, scope that and scale it down into a purpose. The purpose of my company, the purpose of Conscious Commerce, is to merge consciousness and commerce into one. Or merging those two energies into one to make a whole experience for yourself in business. So that we're blending male and female energies and really just getting into the core of our own essence. And, you know, instead of being right or wrong, or just one, you know, be the one within yourself in business and go deep and anchor it as much as possible. And there's times, many times where I'm not that. I'll be more leaning towards more commerce. Like if I talk to you about web stuff, and you and I have been through this before, where I'll give you all these ideas on strategizing how to come up with ways to develop your website further. And it's too head heavy. It's too logical. It's like, that's not practical. You know, the intuition should have been taking like two or three of those really great ideas and developing those instead of giving you seven or eight and overwhelming you and then not, you know, so that, again, it's every moment to be in tune with our own inner harmony and balance. Once we've got the non-physical part finished in this process, then, and which is all a part of your foundation, keep that in mind, that once this foundation is created and set up and anchored, it will carry you. You don't have to do everything all the time. You can let go a little bit. You don't have to feel like, you know, gripping on to every single thing that goes on. I spoke to my brother-in-law last night, and, you know, I'm proud of him. He's come a long way in his own career. I was talking just to him at this wedding about IT stuff, and he's like, I don't really know what our infrastructure is anymore. Whereas when he had a small business, he knew everything because he was the IT department.
Right.
So it was great to see that you can let go and expand. And then once you do, you can focus more on mastering that modality.
Right.
You know, many practitioners are great at delivering their modality. And then there's the other flip side is not so great on managing the company. And even recognizing that you have a business, that it's a company that you have, not some sole proprietorship. It's a business.
Right.
You know, that really needs deep focus. So moving along this pathway to creating that foundation, your holistic foundation to your business, which naturally, because we're leveraging the law of intent in a very massive way, generates and creates focused opportunity without having to spend $1 on marketing. It's just automatic, natural, synchronistic, perfect, easy. I mean, we get synchronicities in our spiritual lives. This system creates the way in which you can experience synchronicities and symbolic insight regularly without having to really try hard or anything like that. It just comes more naturally in business. It's more focused specifically for that. So the non-physical realm has been created. We've got remembering, inspiring insight, purpose, and the heart chakra, which is conscious values. And now let's just take action. At this point, it's all about developing the master action plan, your map, and that's your root chakra. So down there, actually, I call it one, opportunity now emerging. And in there, I ask everybody, when we do the work together, it's a 9-week process we do over the phone. I'm based in Calgary. Many of my clients are worldwide. Just working with a new client in Amsterdam, which is exciting. Soon, one in Germany, and that's really cool too.
That is.
Yeah, it's really great. We use Skype and video and audio. But basically, in one, you've got, like, who out there, I mean, what to do is go buy an open and close sign, okay? It's a simple little thing. It's like $5. Go to, like, Business Depot, put it on, and at the same time, get that other sign that's got your hours of operation, okay? Whatever those are, it will create structure for you. It'll help you know that you're actually running a business. Right. You know, it gives us a little bit of grounding and rootedness. So in that area, you know, we put down the physical address, who's on your core team, what's your mantra, and what day of the week do you do your management, and as well develop and create your master action plan, your map. And that map plugs into a set of goals, okay? And I'll talk to you about that in a second. The second chakra is sacral, orange, element of water, and also the element of money.
Right.
So in there, I call it solution. And again, it's a part of the foundation. So the solution that you have, see, Lori is unique. She's got the radio station, she's got intuitive clearing and intuitive healing as these different modalities and almost different businesses. So the key is to develop and create a solution in which maybe you use, like we were talking about that last week, where you develop a client relationship model or a map, where in your solution, you've got some key service offerings that integrate into each other to offer, let's say you're just doing Reiki with someone, that would be a service. And that's not necessarily a solution. So if you're working with someone doing Reiki, you might only be able to get so far in that relationship until, you know, they've reached a plateau. You might at that point need to introduce intuitive clearing because that you found that no matter what clearing you were doing here, they need some environmental clearing or something else going on. So it ties in, right, to the next service, ultimately creating the brand name of Intuitive Soul, right? And then you've got the other sub-brands that go underneath it. The key is to develop a structure within the services and the products that you're offering and develop. And I know what you're all thinking right now. You're thinking, but I don't work like that. It's what my client needs when they need it. I've got like 12 modalities to use and apply in my toolbox. But the key behind you being the master is that the student, you know, master will appear when the student's ready or vice versa. The key is that you know ahead of time what this client is going to need from you. You may not know all the details. You might not know their issues. But only based on the context of what you're offering is what they can only need if they're going to be your clients. So don't go learning a modality over the weekend just to be able to serve a client. Just focus on strengthening what you've got. The solution is right there, and then take them on that journey, you know. And the key with the relationship model is, like, for me, my clients, I typically have a 9-week relationship with them through the one solution. But once you've developed your foundation, you're going to need some marketing, advertising, and promoting. So we have Web Conscious to take the essence of your business and market, advertise, and promote that. Develop the website, get you an online income stream going on, do the things that are related to the internet or creating a logo. It's the ego part of the business. We don't work on ego until the, and everyone wants that domain name when they come up with a new idea. But the essence of the idea needs to be developed before you come up with the domain name. I just spoke to an 89-year-old entrepreneur last night. And he's working on creating a patent for some incredible new technology.
Wow.
And he's 89. He just finished writing
inspiring.
A book. It is. He wrote a book. He says, you don't need an MBA. So he's teaching it. He's teaching entrepreneurship. And this guy's like very wealthy.
Right.
And super successful and really cool. Inspired me. And so yeah, after your solution, we have what's called goals. And there's really nothing fancy about them, except that when you work with me in this context, we integrate the goals into your inspiring insight, which is your vision, right? We're keeping focused. Your master action plan links into your goals. So your map goes into your goals, okay, and your goals go into your inspiring insight. There's the logic behind this, the structure of the system.
Right.
If you focused on that. So for example, you have your inspiring insight, your vision, your whole, you know, your dream, what you really love. And this isn't just we do the vision board, but we actually got to write these things down and really get clear and scope it out. Then you plug in the goals into the vision, and then each goal. So let's say we have 7 goals. Each goal has at least 7 action items that you would need. Okay, it's so simple. 7 action items. So you'd end up with like 49 action items with 7 goals. You complete those actions, you're automatically and naturally going to create and manifest and experience and achieve those goals. Then from there, you'll experience the part of your vision. May not create your whole thing, but that's the part behind it. And I'm not going to get into like the secret stuff where, you know, you can have 17 cars and 29 homes. And you know what? We all pretty much just want a beautiful home. And, you know, it's just, we don't need to have like tons and tons of stuff. That's another part of the philosophy here, is that when we create that vision, you scope it within the context of a sustainable future.
Right.
You know, have a couple homes, like a cottage and, you know, your home here in Toronto or wherever you live, couple cars if you want. The thing is, you have to think, like, if everyone on the planet had what you had, would we be a sustainable planet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not to even everything out, but it's to recognize that we do live in a physical finite reality, even though we come from an infinite source, right, of energy.
Right.
So there's the holistic business model, creating the foundation. I'll just run through. You got the conscious values, the remembering, inspiring insight, your purpose, your goals, your solution, and one. If you activate, set all those up and use them, you'll start to allow that energy to carry you through your business, and you'll be working from your heart. The key is to work from the heart, because that's right, the bridge of our own experience, and within business too. It's no right, different. Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. That, I mean, that you make it sound so simple, and it probably is, and we make it so difficult.
Yeah. Commitment.
Commitment.
Stay committed to your consciousness and stay focused on that. Yeah, definitely live in the moment of now. But you see, like, our planet was created. It's a solid thing. Yeah, the surface changes. Internally, it changes. The temperatures change. The weather changes.
Mm-hmm.
But the Earth itself, it's still here. It's still physically here. If you were on the moon looking back at the Earth, you could not see a change in the planet.
Right.
Right? Same with our own bodies. We can't really see much change in our body in a day's time. Unless you, like, you know, shaved your head off or something. Did something crazy. But the reality is, you know, the change must be sustainable.
Yeah.
And that's one of the key messages, I believe, of, you know, working with practitioners and helping them to anchor their incredible vision and their amazing healing modalities, mm-hmm, authentic. I just bumped into an old colleague, Lynn Himmelman, who were just at the Carrot Common there having some breakfast.
Right.
And she's, you know, mastering her modality, I think. She does interesting. There's a few people that master the modality, that stay focused and focus, and then eventually got your brand name. Now, many of you want books,
mm-hmm,
or have an idea for a book. Stay focused on mastering a modality. And just remember, I work with these New York Times bestselling authors. Okay. I've Gary Zukav and Neil and all of, and we, you know, they went through a specific track. Now every track is different to some degree. Everyone has a different story, a different message, and they came from different backgrounds and different contexts. Books, Neil's was a very unique situation that happened
right,
to him. But ideally, you know, if you've got deep inspiration and you've been in the practice, you've got lots of practice hours behind you, and you feel really confident and ready for more, and you want to get out there and speak and teach and get your modality more known and break into mainstream. Many of us want to break into mainstream. A book is a great vehicle to, mm-hmm, achieve that experience. So focusing your energy as much as you possibly can. I mean, you could even write a book on your own personal healing experiences within the context and scope of your practice.
Right.
Sharing these wonderful transformations. Another client of mine, Dan Benor, he's got at paintap.com, he's got a new book that just launched, 7 Minutes to Natural Pain Release. And it's sharing stories and teaching a new modality called WE. It's an integration between EMDR and EFT. And it's a really effective way to accelerate your own self-healing experience. And I also believe in clustering, connecting with other practitioners who are of like-minded energy. You know what to do? If you picked your modality and you master it, then you know that you're going to be linked more towards a certain chakra. So if you're like focusing on the sacral chakra, your feelings, inner child work, you might do sand play therapy that's connected to that chakra, then what you would do is find six other practitioners and create yourself a local cluster. You meet every couple of weeks, either on the phone or in person, share your ideas. Don't be afraid. There's enough for everybody. That's another issue, the poverty consciousness thing.
Yeah.
There's more than enough for everybody. And think about it. We're small businesses.
Yeah.
The recession shouldn't even be affecting us in any way. And in fact, because of the industry we're in, we should be exploding right now because of all the people getting all their benefits before they get laid off or they have to heal from all the stresses they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the modalities, you'd be surprised that which ones are actually allowed through insurance programs now.
Right.
Yeah, it's under a category called paranormal psychology or psychotherapy or some category that allows for these benefits to be redeemed.
Hmm.
But, you know, there's tons of opportunity and we'll never run out.
No, I agree that that's definitely a myth that, you know, that and the fact that, you know, we have this competitive nature that's part of our ego that thinks that if we connect with too many people that do the same thing, then, you know, we're just, what is it, biting off our nose in spite of our face or whatever that phrase is.
You don't even know it because your heart's so huge. You don't think in any way like that.
No, I'm the opposite. It's like, get as many people to network together as you possibly can. Because I think, you know, I think it's ironic that we have this tiny little planet that has, what, over 6 billion people. And we all think we're alone. We're all doing this on our own. And I laugh at it all the time. And yet, you know, I can still get caught up in it.
Yeah.
You know,
Like that's the whole, I think the power of now is more to be conscious and aware of those specific moments, specifically with Eckhart Tolle's work. You just know when you're in the ego and get out of there, you know, it's just such a subtle one thought could cause that experience. You know, with 2012, I want to talk about this for a second because it's a huge topic that's going to become even larger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a major motion picture coming out 2012. Yeah. I'm sure you've all seen it on apple.com/trailers. And a new one I love that site. There's all these documentaries. I love movies. I love the experience and seeing what's coming down because they shape, I think movies do shape a large part of our consciousness.
Well, yeah.
You know, that's where the media plugs in too. And God bless Michael Jackson. May he rest in peace for, you know, he left a legacy behind of love.
Strange, but yes. Very misunderstood.
So this 2012 and putting some context into your own business. If you are going to take action and you want to develop a vision and you're serious about this, then scope it out to that day. Where are you going to be on December 21st, 2012? And then backtrack from there. It's just a couple of years from now.
Yeah.
And I don't know who has done a lot of research or if you understand the significance of that day, but basically on that day, it ends a humongous cycle of time. That's why they say it's the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for someone who's like totally attached to their schedule, if you took time away from their life, they should make a movie on that. They probably have. Then they would be in complete trauma. They wouldn't know what to do because they're dependent on time. They've become codependent on time. That's how they run their lives. So, I mean, otherwise, like I can see Lori and I, you know, I know we set our schedule here on a certain time, but in the future, it would have been just synchronistically appearing and knowing that we'd be experiencing what we're having now. Mastery. And that, I believe, is what we're going to be given as opportunities on a regular daily basis. Synchronistic experiences ongoing, and it's sustainable. It's sustainable where we don't have to like try so hard. We don't have to meditate for 4 hours. We can meditate for 15 minutes and have the same experience all throughout the day because our overall consciousness is elevated to a higher level. So it's easier for us to operate on the soul level, which is ultimately what we're really supposed to be doing more as we move forward. But December 21st, 2012, I've done a lot of research on this, and I've got like a few clients who speak on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Greg Braden.
Yeah, Greg Braden, one of the leading authorities on this specific, you know, time that's going mm-hmm. on. And there's all kinds of prophecies that are all leading towards the same kind of underlying message, you know, and some of them are doom and gloom, and some of them right. are, it's a time of total transformation. It's a time of 1,000 years of peace on this planet. Mm. We've experienced enough chaos and problem. So the challenge in our own businesses as light workers, and that's why I went and did that course with you, the workshop, to become a part of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, to just experience this connection with the universal consciousness as well as the human heart and consciousness of light energy. We, as that, need to come together now.
Yeah.
And I say need because it's really that time where it's if not now, when? And if not you, who?
Right.
This is it. This is the time. There is no other time but right now. We have to come together in groups, clusters, and integrate it. Money's important. We all need to be sustainable, but we can share our resources a little bit more effectively now.
Right.
Okay? And open ourselves up to experiencing more wealth and abundance. And in the end, what do we ultimately need? Need is like food, shelter, and clothing just to get through. Not saying we need to resort to that, but the key is to just recognize that if we come together and we're organizing ourselves in conscious ways, we'll be able to add to the collective consciousness of humanity and then give birth. It's not going to naturally, automatically happen. We are the ones that need to give birth to the new future. And we can't like just be holding our breath either. That's mm-hmm. why we must come together in order to forge this energy. That's why I joined Humanity's Team. Now, with Humanity's Team, they're asking the whole world to come together.
Right.
I'm specifically saying, let's niche out. Take the practitioners and the healthcare providers and the healers of the planet, the light workers, the messengers, the ones that are more deeply aligned with their own conscious destinies, and come together. You know, branding and marketing is all great, and it's good to have like that in place. But ultimately, in the deeper context of things, do not forget what awakened you in the first place and mm-hmm. why you were one of the first to be woken up in this time. And we are on the other side of the fence, sending messages over, hoping someone receives it. There's no guardian angel. We are that on this planet. Now, more than ever, we've embodied the essence and energy of those elements yeah. and things. So, you know, it's up to our own spiritual mastery to emerge now. And let's all get out of the closet. Let's all, just like that movie Milk,
mm-hmm.
the gay movement, they all came out of the closet, forged and created oneness. And now they've got all these incredible rights that they should have had right from the beginning,
yeah.
you know, and we're going to be doing the same, and it's happening now. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go write the book and do all the workshops and teaches and do everything. Don't get caught up in that either. I've right. seen a lot of people go down that path and then come out in debt mm-hmm. because they self-published. If you have a great book, then get published. Okay. Yeah. And there's lots of publishers out there looking for amazing content because they're same authors, Deepak Chopra, like God bless you, Deepak. You've written 100 books already. We need some new, fresh content, different perspectives. You can only reiterate the same thing as the same author a few times,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we need diversity. We need intuitive clearing, intuitive soul radio, like what other modalities that exist, get energies and put them onto the world to raise awareness to the general masses. Right. So if you create those local clusters, then you could impact your local environment more, becoming a little bit more sustainable here and integrating a holistic life. You're lucky you live in the beaches. The consciousness here is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the energy is great. And same with the Danforth.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of healing centers popping up and sprouting, yoga centers.
Everywhere.
Birthing. And it's beautiful to see.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very much a unique time. And I agree with like the 2012 in that we, you know, there is a lot of information out there. I'm not sure what the movie is bringing with the consciousness. I do believe, you know, they do have people that are surviving the catastrophes. I don't know that that's what we need to be focusing on, but we do need to be focusing on creation, on, you know, oneness, on our own consciousness. And I think that's really the main areas that we should be looking at versus, you know, what could possibly be happening. When the Mayan calendar end, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are suggesting that this, as you say, is the end of time. So it's stopping us from going into the past and stopping us from worrying about the future and being as more as present as possible. And then, you know, moving towards a complete new evolution in not just the planet, but in consciousness in general, where it's not just this tiny little planet, but all of our consciousness. And as much as we grow, everybody is benefiting. Everybody is growing.
The cycle specifically and technically is there's a 2,160-year cycle. Each one of those cycles is a part of the zodiac signs.
Right.
Okay, like it takes 2,160 years to go through an entire zodiac sign. Right now we're in the age of the Piscean age. Next is the age of Aquarius. And we got to keep that attitude in mind too. Yeah. I mean, that will help us get to transcend, to stay positive in light of what other people may believe in their Bibles and beliefs and other systems that are going mm-hmm. on that we can't subscribe to.
Right.
So when we enter the age of Aquarius, we're actually completing the entire 12 zodiac mm-hmm. signs. This is the bigger thing that people don't realize, that triggers a huge transformational. It's a cycle that's happening. So you end the 2,160 year, which ends a 25,920 year cycle.
Wow.
But that also ends like a 16.4 billion year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the long count Mayan calendar. And the thing behind all this is, like, on that day, December 21st, 2012, there's going to be three eclipses. That's when all the planets actually align. They all become a straight line.
Oh, cool.
It's like the birth of a new reality on that day. You know, we've some of us who've got involved with the harmonic convergence and things like that. This is the ultimate convergence of all of the planets. That's why
I've never heard that part of that yet.
Do the research. I'm telling you, I've done lots of research and going into different things. And if that alignment's happening, think about it. How many planets are there in this? Well, there's infinite amounts of planets.
Yeah, but that we use, I think it's, is it 10 plus a few asteroids now that we put in? So it comes to 12 typically.
Interesting. So there's 12 planets. There's 12 zodiac signs, right?
Right.
I was keeping it simple with 7 chakras, you know, to get your cluster created within 7. But ultimately, if you can find 11 others and align yourself with those and anchor in deeply to merge into the oneness of one body, mind, soul, spirit, there is where your strength is. There is where you'll become great. And that's why I always recommend it right from the beginning. That's why my solution is called One. So if you become One, if you saw the Matrix, be Neo, become One or Trinity, and you become that oneness and merge into 11 other masters. You all together become a collective consciousness of your own, massively impacting your local environment and operating within your own context as a master of your own modality, integrating with others to create this holistic life experience.
Right.
You know, tribal tribes, thousands of years ago, these tribes, I bet you they didn't have huge, like, big tribes. They probably had a couple dozen people per tribe because they always were moving around,
right,
you know, in their like vicinity to get new food and stuff. Actually, which brings into this other, I saw this on the radio or on the internet, thefourwinds.com. It's Alberto Villaldo. He's actually one of the earlier pioneers in this whole research of 2012. And he brought a lot of the message to North America through his works. And basically, he just explained something to me on his website there. There's a clip on how he was describing how shamanic work, like shamans, natives, they don't typically move around in terms of like going from one province or another city or state or country even. Like they may move in the general vicinity to get different food, but they're not. You're not going to see someone like born in Toronto, move to Calgary, move to Vancouver, go to, you know, France and Spain or whatever. They typically stay within their own physical root. That's why their root chakra is like, they, you know, they're connected to the earth. They actually are like a root.
Okay. Yeah.
But they are owners of time. So they don't own land. They own time. And that's a whole different reality, you know, that they're able to do things that that we're only starting to break the tip of the iceberg on and become aware of. And so that changes everything, which again ties into conscious commerce. If you are a conscious commerce company, you aren't running around saying, I own everyone, everything. Huge corporations, thank God that this economy is going through this transition. It's not negative. Mm-hmm. And remember, if you're a small business and you're only making 100 grand a year in revenue and sales, the companies that are going through these massive transformations are the largest companies on the planet. And the reason why is because they're so greedy and selfish and hoarded everything, they can no longer grow. They've reached a climax where they've become obese. And that beast energy in themselves is causing them to crumble within, because they have no essential essence and foundation based on authentic delivery of a true solution, which is what I've been talking about. Mm-hmm. They scoped a vision that said, take over the world, pretty much. They didn't scope out a vision that says, let's make the best truck in the industry.
Right.
They said, no, we need the best sedan. We need the best environmental car. We need the best this car, that car, and then every other thing.
And then we need to duplicate it in different areas as well.
And project it onto other countries.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and look at the irony, the Chrysler, interesting, Chrysler is purchased by Italy, the Italian company. There's a religious connotation going on underneath that too. I haven't looked into how deep that is, but there's some sort of message behind it. And it ties into the religious thing and the men controlling the ego of the world, the cars, the physical stuff, the gas and the oil and the power and the corruption. Good. Yeah. Let this economy transition. Let it go through this growth experience. We all have already become, many of us have learned how to do the paycheck to paycheck thing, dealing with survival issues as our spiritual healers. This economy it should be a joke for many of us to get through, because we've already learned how to survive where these guys haven't.
Yeah.
They were just given money. They were given power. They were given all this stuff. And now it's being not taken away, but there's a redistribution of an equitable distribution of resources happening on the planet. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying get your solutions ready, everyone, because now's the time to receive that incredible abundance. The more focused you are at this point in your time, the greater you will see opportunity now emerge.
Right.
And that's, you know, if you want to take that conversation further with me, you can. I offer everyone one complimentaryconsultation.com, because basically, you know, I believe that we both need to have an opportunity to see if there's a fit.
Right.
You know, I have a $194 an hour rate. Okay. I've been in business for 16 years, entrepreneur since I was 16. I've worked with a lot of companies around the world, and I've got great insight to offer and share with practitioners and healers and healthcare providers. And if you don't feel obligated either, like, I'm more than happy to give you a gift. It's actually, you give me the gift to be able to offer you the service. That's where I profit from it, in a PROPHET way. Okay. And for those who have resources and want to go further, well, great. Then that opportunity may emerge for us. It's an opportunity to see. So the website is cc94.com. cc94.com. Just head over there. You can get your free consult with me, set up a date and time. I'll call you, so you're not incurring any long distance fees or anything like that. And expect to get inspired and focused, because that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I highly recommend it, because you can definitely, even in that first session, get a lot of insight and information that's very beneficial. So
thanks.
Yeah. So you do a lot of different things. We're coming up to an hour, but what do you think, where's your passion? What is it that you enjoy of all that you do?
Right now I'm really enjoying this experience we're having. I like to express and share openly with people in a way that I don't have anything scripted. You know, obviously it's just, we're dynamically generating inspired content. My deep passion in business, like I said, is to merge consciousness with commerce into one. I love it. I did something on the weekend, a couple of days ago. I went to go visit a new client in Lacombe, Alberta. And it's actually not far from where Red Deer is. And that's where my life partner was born and created on this earth, who I love very much. And basically, I did something called...
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I did something called remembering, where we did a sacred business ritual. And I've done many of these before, and it's really interesting to see what comes up for each client and how, if you could only choose 7 archetypes for your company and not 1,000, that would help you with focusing and creating context. That's a part of the passion that I have, because then from there, we can birth that vision. So what my passion really is to merge those two into one. So I love to see a client develop and create a sustainable business foundation for themselves and become interdependent so that they're not calling me every other day saying, how do I do, you know, learn the system. I'll teach you within the process that we had the time we have together, and then run with it. And so that way you're manifesting my business purpose, which is to merge consciousness and commerce into one. And I believe that there's a need, a niche, and a very particular market for what I'm offering. I enjoy that. That's something that I'm greatly appreciative of. And the other flip side of it is that if I know that I'm supporting others who are helping and assisting and basically healing the planet, if I help you, Lori, and you help 100 clients, then indirectly I'm impacting those clients.
Right.
Because your foundation is a part of our work together. Right. And that is a part of the structure of your company. Just like when I work with Neil and all the other speakers, when we book them anywhere in the world and they are given the opportunity to stand in front of 1,000 people doing their keynote speech or a workshop, indirectly, I help to co-create that experience. So there is a big part of me that on the back end in business, and that's how I operate. I'm more of like the back end guy in business. My deeper, I'll end it with the ultimate outcome of what's evolving here is that my personal purpose, not professional, but personal purpose, is to, with Law and I, her nickname's Law, mine's Bree, and we're Law Bree. And we have created for ourselves this life, and we're going to be getting married. What we've renamed, and we're calling it Community One. It's one of our values. And in this celebration that we're going to have, once we become this oneness and light-filled energy, that we'll, and we don't have all the details figured out just yet, but we'd like to develop and create a conscious community or be a part of a conscious community where we're living in a sustainable way locally. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of people. Like I told you, you can have 7 or 12 even. But that the key behind it is to birth the new way of living and being. We'll never get to know. I read this book by Malcolm Gladwell, Tipping Point. Right. There's a key study in there that's basically we socially can only interact with like 190 people at a time.
Really?
Yeah. We can't know the details and intricacies of each person's. So keeping that in mind, like that's biologically, we're designed that way. And so if we were able to create a community that had that, you know, even 100 people.
Right.
Where we were sharing resources, basically living like the ancients once did, but leveraging all the most incredible technologies in the universe, including all of the new spiritual technology that we now are and evolved into becoming. So etheric energy transfers and using energy to harness certain things. At that point, you know, we'll be able to do some way more magical things that we're doing now. It's all relative, of course, but we'll be able to produce and experience things more intimately. So the key I see is that many of us will start to, once you merge into the oneness and you've chosen your soul family and you've actually made that a real family, then you go and physically live because we're holistic beings. The problem I find is that we're too fragmented. We have our archangels helping us on one dimension and we have other angels and people helping us in another dimension, and or we have our biological family giving us the context to heal. We have all these... forget it. That's all history in the future. It's going to be create our soul experience as our own divine destiny in a physical, holistic way that integrates this new way of being where we truly do live in harmony with our and within ourselves, within the society we have and the earth and the soul and our spirit. And it's simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. And let it be that way because we're going to need to evolve eventually, and if we don't do it now, if we don't do this together, no one's going to do it for us. And we don't have to get into confrontation either. That's the other thing. We don't have to like go and try and fix the political system that is completely corrupted inside and out. Forget it. I don't agree that we should
fix it.
Fix it. It's broken. Yeah. In that situation, I subscribe to the destruction archetype, destroyer archetype. Destroy it and rebuild it new. I don't need somebody telling me, you know, the speed limit, for example, on the streets. Okay. That I have an issue with that because I know that I'm a safe driver. And so I don't need to be told what to do. And it's a simple example. There's a lot of different things we are being told what to do that we don't need to be told what to do. Mm-hmm. And they've taken that power that we've given to them and used it to our own disadvantage. So it's time to change all of that and create a new world without being radical extremists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the other thing. We're not terrorists here. We're not. So it's to do it in our sustainable way. That's it.
That's
my deep passion.
You know, I share that vision very much so. I'll be part of your community anytime. Well, it's been a great pleasure, Brandon, as always. So I'm excited that you came. I'm excited that you're actually considering coming back into an area that'll be closer. And that we can create some clusters, maybe. We'll all join together. Bigger, smaller, we'll have a few of them.
It's time. Make that change happen. And again, I'll just one more plug.
Absolutely.
CC94.com. It's really easy. It stands for Conscious Commerce 94. 9 and 4 are the numbers of my company. 9 is the Hermit. 4 is Commerce. CC94.com or complimentaryconsultation.com. Get your free consults because I'm not going to be giving them away forever.
That's right.
Especially when 2012 comes around.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.